I was actually really getting into this. I was making an animated GIF of a unicorn with dollar bills coming out of its butt.
All right. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Build and Launch Show. Are you a designer, developer, creator, candlestick maker? This show is for people that like to make stuff. In fact, it's meant to be a kick in the pants for anyone that has been thinking about doing something but hasn't done it yet. Because on this show, we try to build and launch a new product every 7 days. And today is the day of reckoning. Today is the day I'm supposed to ship the product that we announced on last Friday. So you'll get to hear whether I was successful or not at relaunching productpeople.club. You'll also get to hear about this week's project, the last product of season 2, which we will try to ship by next Friday. And we're going to take a little breather after next Friday's episode and get ready for season 3. I think the theme for this week's episode is facing your fears. This product that I was working on this week is a membership site that I launched 2 years ago. And it's probably actually the most successful kind of single product I've ever done in terms of, well, just in terms of a lot of things, in terms of the amount of revenue it's brought in. It has a waiting list of hundreds of people. I think it's up to 500 right now have kind of signed up to be on the waiting list when we open it up for new members. And like I explained in episode 22, you can listen to that one by going to buildandlaunch.net/22. I always kind of had these hang-ups about the community. I loved being a part of it, but in terms of growing it and making it better, there was a few things I just didn't want to face. One of them was talking to my existing customers on the phone. I hadn't done that yet. And like I explained before, part of me was just worried about, you know, hearing some of the criticisms that they might have about the site. And even though I know all these people are enjoying it and getting benefit out of it, I also know there's a lot that could be improved. And last episode, I talked to Josh Duty, who, you know, gave me some good feedback on, you know, his initial impressions.
That's an interesting question. So my first impression was that there were a couple of people who were very active in the club.
Yeah.
And that I recognized some other names in the club, yours, for example, or, you know, a few other people who I had seen around the internet, or maybe I met a couple of them, I think, at Bacon Biz. And so I was like, okay, this is, you know, pretty cool. I think I happened to hit like at a cycle where there wasn't a lot going on.
So on top of the positive feedback I was getting from these customers, I was also opening myself to the criticism. And, you know, Josh just exposed one is that sometimes when people join the community, they didn't really feel like they didn't know how they could jump in. You know, it's kind of like walking into a crowded room and wondering, you know, how do you like who's here and is this who's in this room? How many people are in this room? How do I meet people? And sometimes the room feels kind of empty, like Josh explained. So last episode, I promised I would reach out to other customers as well. And today I called longtime member James Van Dyne on the phone. You've been in Product People Club for a long time, since September 2013.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Do you remember how you heard about it in the first place?
Yeah, a fellow Product Club member, Jacob, told me about it, Jacob Wake.
That's right. Jacob's in the UK.
Yeah.
And you're in Texas, is that right?
Yeah, I'm in Houston, or outside of Houston technically, but yeah.
Okay. And you and Jacob had been working on a project together?
Yeah, we've kind of known each other for like 15 years or something like that, just from IRC.
No way. You guys met on IRC?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Like when you were kids? Like you just were in the same room at the same time?
Yeah, when we were like 12 or 13.
Here is the crazy thing about talking to your customers is you start to get this kind of rich background about the people that are using your service. And I knew that James had been invited by his friend Jacob, but I didn't realize they'd been friends for 15 years. That puts so much more context into, you know, figuring out, you know, how did he become a member and why? Why is he there? So really interesting stuff. Doing these calls, I also realized that one of the most powerful questions to ask is why? Why did you sign up?
Yeah, so September 2013, I was quit my job and decided to give freelancing a go. And, you know, you get kind of lonely when you're working by yourself. And it seemed like there was a group of bootstrappy people, like-minded people, and it would kind of help have a water cooler, a place to go and bounce ideas off of or things like that.
So if you listened to last week's episode and now you're hearing this, you're noticing a trend here. People are hiring Product People Club to do a certain job. And one of those jobs is just to deal with the loneliness that we makers experience when we're building things. Often we live in, you know, towns or cities or neighborhoods where we can't talk to anybody about what we're building. James actually brought up this idea a couple times of Product People Club being a safe place. It was like our own private little internet where he could trust the people that were in there, the club, to give him really honest but gentle feedback. And I just thought that was really interesting. Another one of my favorite questions that I asked that I'd encourage you guys to ask your customers as well was, how would you sell the club to other people?
I think the value is that you are able to create relationships, bounce ideas off of a lot of really bright people in their respective fields. And you, how do you put a price on that?
Yes.
Because, you know, one piece of feedback that you may get from somebody may help you double your sales or may help you launch something that you wouldn't have launched otherwise.
I know I've said this a bunch of times, but I can't tell you how good it felt to face some of my fears and, you know, in this case, talk to customers, because all of this feedback, just from two conversations I've had so far, the feedback I've received has been so helpful. And yeah, some of it's been hard to hear, but it's been hard in the sense that, oh, okay, that's a little bit hard to hear, but now I'm excited to go and fix those things. Another thing I've been putting off has been the Product People inbox. I had all these requests from people that wanted to join the club, and it was just kind of weighing on me. I didn't feel confident enough to onboard some new people. And so today I went and cleaned that all out. I replied to a bunch of the people that had asked to become members, and actually, just like 2 minutes ago, a new customer signed up. So that felt good too. I just feel like this weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And I'm sure you have stuff like that too. These things that are kind of in your back closet that you know you need to clean up and you know you need to do. And just having this 1 week of hustle where I have to, you know, get this stuff done and do it publicly for you, the listener, has been so helpful for me. And I think it could work for you too if you just set a date and then start working away at some of these things. Eleanor Roosevelt said, do one thing every day that scares you. What have you been putting off because it's too scary? What have you been putting off because you just don't want to deal with it? What's something you've been meaning to build or something you've been meaning to launch? Maybe you built something, but you just never launched it. I want to encourage you to face those fears, to get out and actually do those things that scare you. I wrote about this a little bit more on my blog, justinjackson.ca, do things that scare you. I'll put it in the show notes, buildandlaunch.net/23. So folks, I'm facing my fears, and productpeople.club is once again open for business. You can go there, sign up for the waiting list, and you'll get an invite the next time we open up registration. I want to give a big thank you to James Van Dyne for being on the show. You can find him here.
JamesVanDyne.com or on Twitter, JamesVanDyne.
I also love this experiment we've been running the last few episodes where I've just said, hey, if you're listening to the show right now, just tweet me at the letter M, the letter I, Justin, that's M-I, Justin, on Twitter, and just say, hey, I'm listening to the show. I've been getting a bunch of those, and they're really encouraging. Another way to help out the show is to leave a review on iTunes, buildandlaunch.net/review. And we have a great newsletter, too, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. I'm going to be sending out two topics shortly, And one is going to be called You're Not Going to Make It, in quotation marks. And the other one is Most Things Are Not That Good. So those are some topics I'm going to be covering very shortly. If you're going to be at MicroConf in Vegas in April, I will be there. And I'd love to hang out and talk to you. So yeah, definitely give me a heads up if you're going to be there. And oh, this week's new project, I got to announce it. Oh man. So we've been talking about facing your fears and kind of like unloading burdens. And one thing, I think I've mentioned it on the show before, I have a project I never finished called Marketing for Developers. And it's kind of haunted me. And this week, I'm going to do it. I'm going to finish it. You can check it out, justinjackson.ca/marketingfordevelopers. It's a book I've been meaning to write forever. And now's the time. It's time to face my demons with all of you. And I hope you'll face your demons too. Until next time, I'll see you on Tuesday for the midweek checkup.